from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
Very good.
I just had to stop a yawn midway through.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's early, mate.
I'm a team player.
You are. And it's the top six at six. Coming in at number one, Victoria's sixth coronavirus lockdown was finally lifted last night at 11:59. After 262 days of harsh COVID-19 measures since the pandemic hit. That's the CBD this morning. Cars tooting.
Lots of celebration. People celebrating.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. I was asleep.
I was asleep, well and truly. Number two, the AFL releases its COVID vaccine policy. Will, no jab, no play.
No jab, no play.
And as it should have been.
Comes into effect. I think the AFLW players have to be about mid-December.
So what about our mate, the nurse from South Australia, who's undecided?
The AFL have set her up with external experts to try and convince her otherwise.
Otherwise,
she's a nurse, though.
Yeah, she's a health professional.
Yeah, she is.
You'd think she'd have a fair idea. Otherwise, she's not playing.
Yeah, that's
no
that's
jab,
the rule.
No play.
That's the rule.
There are no men who have taken that position as of yet, but we'll see what happens.
Number three, Mark McGowan announces a $1 million reward for information in Cleo Smith investigation. Oh, that story's awful,
it's
isn't
horrible
it?
Really? Story. It's awful.
Poor little four-year-old girl. Yeah. We don't know what's happened to her, but God almighty. Ugh, hideous. Number four, one of Australia's richest men, Mike Cannon-Brookes, and his wife will donate $1.5 billion of their $33 billion fortune to fight climate change.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Very generous.
Good on him.
He's one of the Atlassian.
Atlassian.
Is that how you say it? And what is Atlassian, Matthew?
They just do a lot of business software.
Do they? Right?
Like there's a... Like
yawn. What else is boring? I'll stop you there.
Okay, sure. Not the house they bought.
No.
That's not boring at all.
There, didn't they?
Yes.
Mind you, $33 billion. You wouldn't see me again.
It's 4% of their salary. Their wealth, sorry.
And how much did you give for climate change, just out of interest? All right, well, pipe down.
Carbon offsets.
Carbon
on the
offset on the fly.
How are you offsetting your carbon? Did you plant something? Tomatoes at your house.
When's our tree planting day?
Oh, yeah, we're going to plant trees. We're going to offset our carbon because we're using way too much paper in this team.
Yes.
Oh, we are going to do
We're going to buy trees, aren't we, off a website.
That's good.
We thought of that the other day.
Yeah, good idea.
Number five, Frank Kelly has decided to leave ABC RN Breakfast after 17 years at the helm.
I just want to let you all know that my days presenting RN Breakfast are coming to an end. After 17 years, it's time. I'm going to step aside from this role later in December, but for now, I just want to give you my news. And thank you for the support you've given me. It's been an absolute privilege.
Well, that's a good innings.
Congratulations to Frank Kelly.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful, wonderful career she's had at the ABC.
17 years.
And will continue to have 17 years of breakfast radio.
It's a long time doing these hours.
Mm. Astounding.
Yeah.
Not many of them around.
No.
Well done, Fran. Dr. Carl reveals how to increase your chances of having a baby girl, and the likelihood is higher if your husband is bald.
Well, really?
We've got two girls.
Exactly.
Oh,
wow.
Here he works.
I am their dad.
What's on the back page? And if you missed last night's cricket action, you can catch up with KO Minis, the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. That sounds like fun.
It's a very good idea.
You're new to KO, start your free trial today.
Thank you, Troy. KO Minis are the best.
Just give you a quick snapshot. How long does a mini run, roughly?
An AFL game you can watch in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's good.
So it just gives you goals and big moments. And
yeah.
It's great.
Gives you a good overview of what's going on.
In the cricket, cut out all the dot balls and just watch that hitting ball.
I'm going to have to get into this T20 World Cup.
Yep.
Because I've given it absolutely none of my time.
Yep.
Is T20 the quick cricket?
That is the quick cricket.
20 overs each team.
So
get under KO.
In the World Cup, we take on South Africa in our first game tomorrow night, 9 p.m.
Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. our time.
Yes, our time. That's against South Africa. Sri Lanka and Scotland are the first two teams that have qualified through to the next round. So they are part of the eight teams.
Right, so they're already playing. Right, all right.
It looks like Ireland, Bangladesh, they're the most likely to get through as well.
Well, you'd imagine Bangladesh would get through.
Surely. They're
playing all right cricket at times?
Yes. So now in AFL news, it has been announced overnight that AFL clubs will have the right to sack players who refuse to be vaccinated under a new hardline mandate released yesterday by the league. So all players and staff must be jabbed by February 18. In the AFLW, that date is December 17, ahead of the January 6 season.
Well, that all makes sense. Feb 18 gives you plenty of time.
Yep.
Even to make a decision if you're still hesitant.
Yes. As part of the policy, if players don't get vaccinated, they can be placed on an inactive list and paid part salaries. So in the AFLW, that would be 25% of their salary. And in the AFL, that would be the CBA minimum base salary if they just sit on that list indefinitely.
What? And then, so they'll effectively pay them out. They'll pay a quarter of their wage
until
just to get rid of them.
Until they decide otherwise or, yeah.
Jeez, that's generous. Yeah. I'd be punting them.
Yeah, the AFLPA have agreed to the policy, the Players Association, admitting they would have preferred...
Run by the AFL.
They would have preferred freedom of choice.
Oh, well, shut up then. Tell us what you would have preferred. Get what you would have preferred. Mm.
Yep. And Denny Varnhagen, as we were saying, the Adelaide Crows dual premiership player and medical professional in her own right, has agreed to talk to experts provided by the AFL about her vax hesitancy, and we'll see where that ends up, if she ends up playing for the Crows.
Hopefully. Hopefully she doesn't throw it all in for the sake of a jab.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm happy to be vaccinated.
Yes.
I don't have the feelings that people who are vax hesitant have.
Yeah.
As are 90%+ of the adult population in Australia.
I personally don't get it, but there's plenty of things I don't get in life.
Yep. Yeah. The AFL has also confirmed that the round one grand final replay will be
played.
Yes, like
religion, if that's what you mean. I agree with you, Will.
Thank you, yes. Melbourne and the Dogs will play on the Friday. It'll be the second game of the season after Richmond and Carlton play their traditional opener. It's the idea to create a mini grand final thing, unfurl the premiership flag in front of their fans. Hopefully we can get a full MCG by March, which would be very
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
Surely.
Surely you've got. Yeah. By March?
You would think so. Josh Giddey, the Australian 19-year-old in the NBA, made his debut for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
He looked good.
Record-breaking debut. So it's the most rebounds recorded by a Thunder player on debut and the most by the first time an Australian has led the team in rebounds on debut. So he's done very well in his first game.
Well, we discovered he's 6'8".
Yeah, 203 centimetres.
Because there's no banana for scale in the NBA.
No.
So you never really know how tall they are because they're all, as you find out, 7 foot.
Yes.
Well, I remember thinking Kobe Bryant, my whole life I thought he was just an average height.
Yeah.
He's a monster as well.
Yeah, they're all monsters.
Mm. Yeah. So well done to Josh Giddey.
He's going well
on the court. So only 2 from 7 in the shooting, but
you
can improve on that.
You can always shoot better.
And in the last hour, still in the NBA, Ben Simmons arrived at 76ers training. They're expecting him to have a little bit of a pre-game shoot, get himself ready.
Mm.
Complained of back tightness.
No.
He was briefly treated and then left.
Oh,
and now
he's
not expected to play tomorrow against the Nets.
Oh, he is just going from one mistake to another, that kid.
Yep. Formula One. Seven News have reported that Sydney are weighing up a plot to steal the Formula One Grand Prix from Melbourne.
Wow.
So the Albert Park contract expires after 2025.
Won't happen.
Crossing the Harbour Bridge has already been banned for safety concerns.
Well, and traffic. Could you imagine if they shut the bridge for a week? Jesus, Sydney would unravel.
It's not going to go through the tunnel up there.
North Shore would be up in arms.
So what they're talking
about... They'd riot if they weren't so privileged.
They're discussing a Monaco-inspired circuit around Sydney Harbour.
Shut up. Monaco-inspired.
So they've had
stick it out at home, Bush, like everything else you do. The hellhole that is.
Wish I had my boo sound effects.
Boo! The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.